Do a quick Google search for the groups that have announced what they would like the Florida legislature to accomplish this session. It's a long list. So long, we've enlisted Florida Public Radio's Ryan Benk to read it.
The Florida Association of Counties, Florida Realtors, the Sierra Club.
We'll get back to Ryan in a minute. Point is, organizations know they need to lobby the lawmakers. They put a premium on getting those messages out, and they don't hide their intent.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. We're really here to talk about issues important to all Floridians and consumers and basically what is the legislative agenda, what we're focusing on this year that I think you'll be interested in.
A couple weeks ago, Florida Retail Federation President Rick McAllister gathered the media to announce his group was behind a plan from Governor Rick Scott to create several sales tax holidays. When business leaders talk, lawmakers tend to be sympathetic. Still, there's a carefully choreographed dance that groups must perform. Manufacturers Association of Florida Executive Director Nancy Stevens says her team often goes right to the top.
We take our proposals to the governor's office and say, this is what manufacturers see would move the business climate for them forward in the state of Florida. And that's prior to the governor putting proposals together. So they have that to consider.
Still, Stevens' group convened its members in Tallahassee and invited some heavy hitters to listen to the pitch. Enterprise Florida CEO Gray Swoop took the podium in a conference room full of manufacturers to explain how his group planned to address their concerns. Stevens says even with access to the governor and some high-profile friends like Swoop, her industry has had to make gradual, stair-step improvements to its profile with lawmakers.
20 years ago, we say no one even knew what the M-word was, and so M-word being manufacturing. But the attitude, we struggled 20 years ago, and now people have finally realized that manufacturing is a very important part of the economic future for Florida.
And now think about how many groups want to increase their profile the same way. Let's check back in with Ryan in that list.
The University of Florida, United Way of Florida, the Florida Home Builders Association.
Like we said, it's a long list. The media also play an important part in how legislative priorities are received and disseminated. At the end of January, the Florida League of Cities had hoped to hold a press conference announcing its goals. The group has for weeks had those on its website, but spokeswoman Erica Branchcombe says when it became clear some media organizations would not make it to the event, it was postponed until a time when more cameras and microphones could be present. Branchcombe says the league needs the media to help make complex positions easier to understand, not to explain them to the lawmakers, but to rally citizens to take up the league's causes. But that takes some judicious planning.
You don't want to give so much information that people's eyes start to glaze over. A lot of these issues are very complex and can get very much into the weeds where people are just, okay, I don't know what you're talking about anymore. And so they, you know, stop paying attention.
The people whose attention matters most, of course, are still the state's elected leaders. But they have to balance hundreds of priorities from dozens of groups.
Prevention Network, Florida Recreation Development Assistance Program, the Florida Attractions Association, the Florida Coalition for the Homeless, the Palm Beach County Medical Society.
For WFSU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski, and he's Ryan Benk.
And the Florida Chamber of Commerce.